Oh, there it is. Good morning, church, and good morning to you, Lord. It's not fair. I deserve more. How can he who did so little be concerned with the same esteem as myself, who did so much? While we all appreciate God's generosity in our lives, it's sometimes difficult for us to appreciate that God is also generous to others, sometimes in ways that seem unfair. Today we're invited to consider the divine grace of God and to get a glimpse into what justice means. Not the justice of the court system or the justice that we believe is called for, but the justice of God. And we learn about God's generosity. Sometimes when we see what others have, I should say sometimes when I see what others have, especially things that I want, and those others don't deserve what they have. I do, of course. We end up feeling jealous. And then jealousy blocks our ability to understand divine justice and grace. In some ways, the idea of justice is in direct conflict with the idea of grace. Well, at least the way we understand justice and grace. But today we're talking about justice and grace in the context of who God is. And like the day laborers who felt like they got a raw deal, we sometimes feel like we are overlooked by God, or God just isn't fair. Why do good things happen to bad people, and vice versa? The laborers that began in the morning certainly didn't understand or feel in any way that it was fair for the latecomers to be paid the same wages as they were. Just for a minute, turn that around and realize how thankful those laborers that came at the end were that they could go home and feed their family. I suspect they weren't concerned about fairness, but were thankful to be the recipients of grace. When I was in Kentucky for my brother's funeral, there were some friends that came to the house, and there was a gentleman that came, and he and his wife are Jewish. And as often the case, as soon as they figure out what I do, they engage me in questions of faith. We had a good general discussion, and the next day, as he walked into the house, before doing anything else, even sitting down, he looked at me and said, "What is grace?" I pondered for a minute, trying to figure out how to explain God's grace in 50 words or less and in the simplest way, because I wanted to not sound judgmental of his faith as a Jew. I explained to him in my best way, off the top of my head, that grace is something that is a gift. It cannot be earned and is freely given by God. And we are offered forgiveness through grace because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. The key is that we don't deserve it. And it is offered to everyone. Everyone gets the full wage at the end of the day when they say yes to God. When we say yes to God, we do it because it is the right response to what God has offered to us, not because we hope to earn favor. Because, you see, we already have favor, and nothing that we can do can make God love us, or more or less. So we're wasting our time trying to figure out what someone else should do, or what someone else should have or get. In a little while, we'll pray the words, "Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread." In that prayer, we celebrate that each of the workers in today's parable received enough to provide daily bread to their family. Give us our daily bread. So I'm going to just put this aside right now, just because this morning, especially when I was reading the Jonah, when Rick was reading the Jonah passage, there was a kind of a window of light that opened up to me when I realized how really what God went through with Jonah is kind of what God goes through with us, with me, all the time. God says, do this, and I say, why? And God says, because I said so. He says, go here. And I go reluctantly. And when I go, it's difficult. And then sometimes I suffer. So I sit down and sometimes I find shade. Not just shade from a bush, but spiritual shade. And then just when I think everything's right with God and I'm in the right place at the right time, the worm comes and the bush dies. And I'm sitting in the heat of the sun again. Now, I can't say I'm quite as extreme as Jonah in that sitting in the sun was ready. I was ready for the end of my life because I would not be. But it occurs to me that I so often neglect to look into what's happening in my life and figure out what it is that God is trying to teach me or tell me, and or what it is that I'm supposed to do in response to God. Beyond Jonah, God reminds him that Nineveh was a great city, and there were more people and animals than he could probably imagine. And weren't they also worthy of God's protection and God's love? Sometimes I'm not sure that there aren't some people in the world that aren't worthy. But that's not my place to judge. And that's where I get into the trouble with the difference between my judgment and my idea of justice and what divine justice is. And I can't interfere with divine justice. But I can know that God does with love and with grace. I am particularly fond of a contemporary music group called Casting Crowns. And as I was coming here this morning, this song came on. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, but just a little of it, because it touched me about where we are with this whole passage. Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. So this morning, I want to issue an invitation to try to figure out how you can bear witness to the generosity of God. And rather than focus on all the things that you'd like God to do for you, maybe wonder a little bit what you can do for God. Think of Jonah. Think of the disciples as they heard Jesus' words and telling the parable. Think of those who thought that the landowner was being unfair. And think of those who believed that the landowner was being very generous. How do all those things play into who you think God is and what God's grace is given, how God's grace is given for you and to you? Take care to remember that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Our Father, give us our daily bread." And that when we say the Creed, it's, "We believe." We are the church, the bridegroom, Christ. We are waiting for him. So let us wait in peace and knowing that God's grace surrounds us and covers us. Amen. Please stand and let us profess the faith.